Farmer of Hearts, Day 11. Am I using busyness as an excuse? Here's a quote from Blaise Pascal, a renowned Catholic mathematician and physicist. Being unable to cure death, wretchedness, and ignorance, men have decided, in order to be happy, not to think about such things. In the parable of the sower, the seeds that fall on the path are ultimately eaten up by birds. Jesus tells us that the birds represent the evil one. Dr. Peter Kreeft, a Catholic philosopher, once said, "Diversion and indifference are the devil's two most successful weapons against faith and salvation, the two widest roads to hell in today's world." How does the devil divert our attention? Well, by tempting us to complicate our lives. For example, we may seek more work in order to raise our standard of living. We feel like we have to spend a lot more time at parties, socializing to maintain our popularity. When we finally get home, we are busy with social media, watching TV, or planning our next vacation. We simply don't allow ourselves to have quiet time, knowing that once we enter into solitude, we are forced to confront problems from which we try to escape. Cardinal Robert Serra said, "For man can encounter God in truth only in silence and solitude, both interior and exterior." The trivial things in our daily lives keep imposing pressure on the soil of our hearts, making it increasingly impermeable. Unless we make an effort to simplify our lives, there is no space for the Word of God to enter. Reflection. Am I using busyness as an excuse for not reading the Bible or to pray? Do I intentionally allow room for the Word of God to enter my life? Today's prayer. Lord, help me reorder my life, especially in how I spend my time, so that I can leave room to receive your word and your holy will. As my response to your invitation, Lord, I desire to start my day with reading the Bible and praying so as to seek your will. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.